Up next, Daniel Casasanto will be telling us about the science of left-handed people. Welcome back to Future Proof on News Talk 106 to 108 FM. My name is Jonathan McRae. This is our weekly science programme here at the station. If you want to comment on any of the stories, you can email us, science@newstalk.ie, or you can find us on Twitter at @NewstalkScience. Now, being left-handed or right-handed can influence you a lot more than you think. It's not just about creativity or how easy it is for you to open a can of beans, but your handedness can actually affect the major decisions in your life. Joining us on the programme now is Daniel Casasanto. He's a psychologist and neuroscientist who's looked at the subject of handedness. Welcome to the programme, Daniel. How are you?
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So if we start off with the very basic question of why are we left-handed or right-handed?
Well, surprisingly, a lot of scientists believe that handedness, left-handedness, is a kind of birth defect. The reason is that you're more likely to turn out to be a left-hander if your mother has experienced complications during pregnancy or during birth. It's certainly not a very severe birth defect. In fact, it seems to confer some great advantages cognitively, but that is one of the leading theories of why people are left-handed.
Oh, really? I'd never heard that before. I thought it was a genetic variance or something.
There is a genetic basis, but that seems to only explain about 25% of left-handedness.
What's the percentage of right-hand to left-hand people in the world?
It varies between populations, but overall, about 10% of people are left-handed.
And is there a particular part of the world where left-handedness is the norm?
The art schools.
But not countries or regions?
No, not that we know of. There's just normal variation among countries.
Okay, so I thought that was just sort of a truism without any scientific basis. But artistic people, homosexual communities, there is a strong tendency to be left-handed. Is that right?
Well, there appears to be some tendency. This is, of course, much debated. But over the years, there have been scientific links made between left-handedness and homosexuality. Between left-handedness and success in certain professions, there's an overrepresentation of mathematical prodigies, children who are very talented in maths and sciences among left-handers, an overrepresentation among architects. Surprisingly, perhaps, there's an overrepresentation among American presidents. Half of our last dozen American presidents have been left-handed. Half is 50%. That's a lot more than the 10% base rate in the population.
Wow. And you've been looking at... I was looking at your paper, and you actually looked at some of the gestures of American presidents, and you found that when making gestures, people use their dominant hand more. Is that right?
Well, that's true, and that's something that has been studied. People gesture with their hands all the time while they're speaking, much more than they probably realize. And gesture most commonly with their dominant hand. What we've discovered recently is that the pattern's more complex than that. People tend to gesture more with their dominant hand, so right hand for righties, left hand for lefties, when they're talking about positive things, and with their non-dominant hand when they're talking about negative things. What this means is that people's gestures are giving us subtle clues about what they're thinking. If you're, for example, watching a political candidate on the television and you're not sure how he or she feels about an issue, watch the hands. If they're gesturing with their non-dominant hand, that might be telling you something.
Wow. So it's not just, you know, that it's awkward for people to, as I said, open a tin of beans because the tin openers work one way, but left-handedness or right-handedness sort of seeps into how we behave in everyday life.
It does. It seeps into the way we communicate with one another. It also seeps into how we feel and the decisions that we tend to make.
So if I feel badly about a particular person, I'm more likely to gesture with my left hand?
That's true. It's a statistical pattern. Anytime you see your mate gesture with the left hand, it's not necessarily a bad sign. But beware. If it happens too often.
How does that affect our decisions in everyday life, for example? Say I'm looking at a brochure of different cars. Would the side on which the car is displayed have an effect on whether or not I was going to find it a good buy?
Perhaps, I don't know whether it will affect whether the car is a good bargain, but it may affect whether you decide to buy it. Surprisingly, the position in space in on the left or right side of the page or the computer screen in which we encounter things affects how we feel about them and affects righties and lefties differently. So in a number of studies we've conducted in our lab, we find that people prefer things in various ways when they encounter them on their dominant side. So in a silly example, we give people pairs of alien creatures on a page and describe these alien creatures to them and ask which of these creatures do you think looks more intelligent or more trustworthy. And they're just next to one another, one on the right, one on the left. Statistically, right-handers are more likely to find the alien on the right side more honest, more intelligent, more attractive. Lefties prefer the alien creature on the left.
Wow. So I mean, that has huge commercial application, doesn't it? Because I think I remember speaking to a chap so not so long ago. I think his name was Tom Noble. He worked for a neuromarketing company, and he was saying, you know, if you're by studying people's eye movements, that, you know, if you're going to place an advertisement or you're going to place a message somewhere, place it on the right hand side. Is this maybe why? Because most people are right handed.
Exactly. So it has long been believed that there is a right side bias due to the way that people read and write, because our eyes are trained to scan the page from one side to another. Now, this never really made sense to me. Why would starting on one side and ending up on the other necessarily cause you to favor the side you end up on? It turns out that it's not that the right side bias that marketing people have observed over the years is not due, or at least is not entirely due, to anything about eye movements. It's due to the way people use their hands. And we know this because left-handers read and write the same way as righties, but they show a pattern of preferences that are exactly the opposite. Lefties prefer things on the left, and this does have possible marketing applications in the laboratory when we present people with descriptions of products. Which of these mattresses, which of these cars, which of these desk lamps are you going to buy based on these brief descriptions? Righties say they would buy the product on the right. Lefties say they would buy the one on the left the majority of the time.
What about kids then? I mean, is this something that we've learned because we're constantly barraged by images that were made for right-handed people that we become accustomed to it? Or do kids show these same biases to stuff on the right-hand side of the page?
Exactly, yes. So well, righties show the bias for the right hand. So being enculturated with media created by righties for righties can only explain part of the pattern. It can't explain why lefties like things on the left. We do know, we have found that children as young as 5 already show this body-specific bias, that lefties shown two kitties or two bunnies will tell you that the bunny on the left is smarter or nicer than the one on the right. Of course, righties tell you the opposite most of the time.
Wow.
This doesn't have to do with enculturation. Instead, it has to do with the way we use our bodies to interact with the physical environment. So as righties, we are more fluent interacting with things on our right side of space. Lefties are more fluent interacting with the left side of space. A pattern that has emerged in psychology over the past couple of decades is this very simple rule that people like things better when they can interact with them more fluently, through perception or through motor action. One psychologist put it, beauty is in the perceptual fluency of the beholder.
I don't think that'll be a catchphrase or a motto anytime soon.
Doesn't have the right ring, does it?
No, but I mean, then would this sort of explain then why left-handed people on the whole have a much shorter lifespan and tend to have more accidents?
I'm not sure it would explain that fact, although that is something that has been documented many times. I would mention that it's much debated whether that's
right.
True. If this is not a scientific opinion, it's just an intuition, I would believe it, because think of all of the devices that are designed for righties and for which lefties must have a harder time. Just turning on my laptop, the button's on the right. Opening the doorknob, it's designed for a right-hander to open it.
Yeah, I mean, it does make total sense. Although I'm a little disappointed. I love that fact that left-handed people have more accidents. And now you tell me that it's highly debated. So,
it could be true.
I'll take that.
It is true that left-handedness is correlated with a number of diseases, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Again, these are, as with most things in science, you can find studies saying that it's true or studies saying that it's not true. But it appears that mood-related mental illnesses and language-related neurological disorders are more common in left-handers than right-handers.
Well, that again would make more sense because they've got more things to kind of fight against from day one. Is this something we can turn around? Can you change someone from being a right-handed person to a left-handed person? Is there could you hit them in a certain part of the brain and switch them over?
Well, that's not known. Where you would have to hit people to reverse their handedness in the brain necessarily, we do know. Let me take that back. There are ways that you can cause people to function like righties or lefties by changing their brain or changing their bodies. This tendency that I was discussing to prefer things on our dominant side of space, this changes in patients who've had unilateral strokes. So if you've had a stroke to one hemisphere, you may lose fluent use of your body on the other, on the side opposite to that hemisphere. So a right-hander has a left hemisphere stroke, loses fluent use of his or her right side of the body.
Right.
So what that means is functionally they've become a left-hander. They can use their left hand more fluently than their right hand. When we've given stroke patients these tests of which side is your good side, the righties who have become functionally lefties after stroke show the left is good bias, just like natural lefties.
Well, I'd love to know what the lefties listening to this program thought of all that. You can email us, science@newstalk.ie. For the moment, Daniel Casasanto, thank you very much for coming on the program.